to start off with, how has the hospice been coping during lockdown?
Oh, massive question. I think it's been weird. It's been hard. I think in some respects it's been joyful, and it's about how we've tried to kind of maintain the same levels of care and support, not just for patients, but also for families and carers as well, and kind of create those connections when there's been so many barriers. You know, prior to COVID, we weren't wearing PPE on the inpatient unit. We weren't wearing PPE when we were visiting people in the community. So I think the hospice has had to try and kind of stick to the core of our work, but whilst also dealing with things like having really difficult conversations whilst wearing a mask, and kind of supporting people, to families to remain connected to each other. For example, if they couldn't visit all the time, or if visiting was very limited, which it was certainly in the early days of lockdown.
Great, thank you. So I read about how staff recently made it possible for one of your patients, David, to have his daughter's blessing at the hospice. What is the importance of being able to have blessings in the hospice?
I think, you know, when people are sick or are coming to the end of their life, you know, the thought of having to go and spend a whole day, you know, at a wedding or at a blessing, you know, it feels like a huge mountain to climb. And I think, you know, when someone is dying, that you are on a deadline. And ultimately, for some people, knowing that they can have a blessing here because they may not be alive when the actual wedding is happening, or they can't be involved because of their mobility or, you know, their clinical needs, you know, being able to have that blessing in the hospice is a way that it's all about connections, you know, COVID or no COVID, being connected to people when we're sick or when people are coming to the end of their life, and is really important. And to have a blessing here meant that David could have that connection to his daughter's day and feel part of it. She could have that memory, but he could also do it in a place where he knows that there's the nursing team around to support him if needed. And I think he could feel very safe, but also fulfill his role as a dad, which, you know, he may be a patient, he may have an illness, but ultimately he's still her dad and wanted to be part of that day.
I read that staff decorated his room as a surprise. Could you just talk a little bit about that and how his family reacted when they saw what everyone had done for them?
So we do love an event here, and that, you know, events are really important, and having that shared experience. So yeah, a room close to his room was decorated. We've been having our rooms that lead out into the garden, particularly because of COVID restrictions. We decorated one of those rooms with like bunting, and there was a cake, and just tried to make it really special. And I think they were quite shocked, because obviously it was out of his room, which was nice because it felt a bit less clinical for him. It was really emotional, you know, really, really emotional and special time. And our chaplain, Steve, was really involved as well. So he kind of could talk to David's daughter about the wedding and what was important to her, and about her and her dad's relationship. So it's kind of really an important aspect of holistic care, is looking at that person, but also the people around them, and finding out what's important to them. And for David, it was important for him to feel part of her day.
So obviously it's important for David. What do you think it meant to David's family?
I don't want to speak for them, but I think I hope it made them feel a stronger sense of connection to each other. I think they felt that we were really trying to understand what was important to them. And I think that's the essence of what the hospice does. It is trying to look at all of our patients individually and work out actually what's important. And I think David's family, they just felt incredibly thankful that we considered that, and that was an option for them.
And after such a tough year, what does it mean for staff to be able to do this for their patients?
I think doing special things and going the extra mile is something we always try and do at the hospice. And I think COVID, for lots of different reasons, made that a bit trickier. So I think anything that we've been able to do which feels out of the ordinary or extra special, I think has been really meaningful to us, for feeling that we're making a real difference, and actually just, you know, treating people in that really kind of holistic kind way. And that's really important to us. And I think during COVID, it's been so much harder because of the restrictions with PPE and visiting and, you know, emotionally, physically, it's been a really tough kind of 18 months. So those things are like great wins for us. And it really lifts you and actually reminds us why we're all here, which is for the patients and families.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And finally, how did you ensure that this was all done safely with COVID restrictions and everything?
Well, obviously now, you know, at the start, things were much harder. Now, sort of 18 months or so down the line, we're a lot more au fait with obviously dealing with it all. We have an amazing infection control nurse who kind of supports us through anything kind of a bit different. So anything we're doing differently in our everyday practice, we will get advice from Sarah, who's the infection control nurse. And our housekeeping team have been working under sort of COVID safe guidelines for the last 18 months. So we're just kind of trying to keep things as normal as possible for the patients and families, but being extra safe by making sure we're using correct PPE, that rooms and things, you know, going into a different room means it needs to be cleaned. And there's a whole kind of protocol that we complete around that. So yeah, we're very lucky to have someone guiding us through on a day-to-day basis.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Sarah. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end the interview?
I don't think so. I think it's probably, you know, we talked about something pretty big today, and I think actually the hospice does lots of little things too. Mm-hmm. And I think even the really small stuff can be really meaningful to people, whether that's, you know, getting them flowers that they like, or ensuring they're watching the TV that they like, or, you know, I think during COVID, so many people were abroad and things, and we had to help families stay connected. So we did a lot of virtual visiting, and often it's the small things. A patient said to me yesterday, I said something about how do you feel about being here? And she said to me, people call me by my name and people look at me. And I think that can feel like such a small thing, but it's something that is so easy for somebody to feel valued and cared for and supported. And so I think that's what we do really well here, is just really kind of seeing the person and what's important to them.